you have a clash between Yehuda and Yosef, which eventually turns into a meeting of which turns into Klai Yisrael becoming one again and so on. But in the Etzem Inyan itself of the clash, Yehuda and Yosef are the two kings, and they're the ones that are clashing. And that's what Chazal say when they try to portray it. Chazal is portrayed as a big battle between kings, and they say Kihina Melochim Le'adu Avu Yachtov, kings made up to fight. Kihina Melochim Zehuda VYosef Avu Yachtov Zenis Male Eval Zeh VZenis Male Eval Zeh. Each one got angry at the other one. Hema Ro came to Mohu. People got astounded, Nifhal Nechpozer, they got frightened, and so on. So it's a clash between two opposing forces. Yosef is one Inyan, Yehuda is another Inyan. The two Inyanim clashed, and everybody shook. That's one way Chazal. So Chazal is describing the immensity of the battle in the fact that these are two kings. Later on, Chazal explained it in terms of, meeting up together, and they describe it to two other terms. They bring a pasuk. It says, "Vayigash elav Yehuda, hine yomim boim nu Hashem, v'nigash chayresh v'chulu." It says there are days coming when this is talking about the geula, and the Pshutos HaMikrat in Amos is talking about a time when things will grow very plentifully and so on. So it says the Chayresh will meet up with the Kotzer. The person plowing will bump into the person who is reaping. In other words, it'll grow so quickly that the person harvesting will meet the person plowing. So Chazal apply it to our case. Chayresh is a Yehuda, Kotzer is a Yosef. Chayresh is Yehuda, and in some other places there's a Girsa Pasuk. It says Arkev Ephraim Yachresh Yehuda. So Yehuda is the Chayresh. The Kotzer is a Yosef, Shenema Vihine Anachnu Ma'al Malumim. So Yosef is the Kotzer, but Derech HaNovim is Yehuda, and Moshe Chazer is a Yosef. So both of them are, I mean, the difference is just one is a lashon of the Milchama Shabbai, and one is a lashon of the outcome that it was Latoiva. But at any rate, the description of Yehuda versus Yosef is a description of a Chayresh versus a Kotzer. And somewhere in the meeting with the Chayresh and the Kotzer, that's the Simone Gula. In other words, the Gula lies in the type of meeting of Chayresh and the Kotzer. Another Inyan that Chazal over here describe, he knows that they stole Zichron as being very, very fundamental to Yehuda. If you take a look in Yehuda, he's, when he asks Yosef, when he presents his ultimatum to Yosef, whatever it is, there's a big doggish on the fact of Avdecha Ora Vesanar, that the he's coming here to victorious Orev, Ke'avu Orev Sanar Mim Avileimam Lo Avienu, and so on. So the musig of Arvus is a strange musig. Halachically, Arvus is a very, very strange concept. The Gemara in Kedushin learns it as one of two chidushim. In a normal kinyan, in every transaction, there is a lokeach and a mocha. There's a malva and a lova. There's a mekadesh and a mekudeshes. There's always someone gives something and gets something in return. That's the elementary basis for transaction. Arev, there are two types of transactions. One is where you get without giving. One is you give without getting. An Arev is somebody, it's completely liability. It's you're mechayev yourself to pay for someone else, even though you get nothing out of the deal. That's called Midin Arev. And it's an anomaly that it should work. Normally, a person doesn't owe money for nothing. If you borrowed, if you bought, if you damaged, you owe money. But just because you became an Arev, is an anomaly that a person should have to pay because he's an Arav, and b'meila it's not something that should work. We learn from Arav that it works. The first Arav is Yehuda, and Chazal L'chura seem to point out that it's not a good thing. In the Pasuk, it's Yehuda's coming to the forefront B'teres Arav. Chazal bring a Pasuk in Mishlei, B'ni Maravta L'Re'echa Nekashim Reficha Asei Zois. Shlomo HaMelech is giving advice, he's advising a young person, and he's telling him, listen, if you got into trouble because you became an Arav when you shouldn't become, or whatever, this is how to get out of it. And Reb Chanina said, Brach Min Shalosh V'Dovet Min Shalosh. Don't become an Arav Ben Adam L'Chaveray. Don't become an Arav. And then Chazal Darsh, Davach Ebni Maraf Te'echa Ze Yehuda, Anei Chayvena, Tekata L'Zor Kapecha Ze Yodit Vakshena, and so on. So, basically, the thing that Yehuda did was wrong. I mean, are we saying that Yehuda was wrong in doing it, and he's over on the advice of the Pasuk? Very not clear in Chazal. And Chazal say, "Asoizes efer bibinatzo lech bidavik b'faraglav v'kabel malchus evadnusay v'yishav Yehuda." So it's not clear. He says, if you want to save yourself from the arvus you got into, then you should. Then you should humble yourself and be Mekabel's Malchus, meaning there's Mekabel Yosef's Malchus. So did he do right or did he do wrong? Is it good or is it bad? I mean, what my dinner shall Arvus? Is Arvus something that you should do or you shouldn't do? The Pasuk says you shouldn't do it, and Yehuda seems to have been lauded for doing it. And that's something that's hard to understand. There's one more Chazal that describes the Mahalach of Yosef and the brothers, and it's an pasuk in Kehelas. There's a pasuk in Kehelas that says there's Ir Ktana v'Anoshim b'Ma'at. There's a small city with a few people, and Obola Melakol v'Savvaisa Obanala Mitzvim Doylim. There was a king that surrounded it, entrapped it, and I guess tried to conquer it. There was a very poor and wise man that was there, and he saved the city with his wisdom. So, and no one remembered the person of Adam Lezacha, and no one remembered the person that saved the city. That's the pasuk or the piece in Kehelas. That there was a strong city, was surrounded by somebody, was about to be captured. There was a wise and poor man that saved it with his wisdom, and nobody remembered it afterwards. So Chazal darshan this for a whole bunch of different episodes. One of them is Davach Iktanas Mitzrayim, Anoshim Bo Me'at Elachei Yosef, Shneim VaYedachei Yosef Asara, Ubona Leam Mitzurim Doylem. So those are the Gzeiros that he made. So basically Yosef's brothers were the people in danger. Yosef was the one endangering them because of everything that he did, you know, the way he got things arranged with arresting them and so on. This poor and wise man who's Yehuda came to save them. And he saved the city with his chachma shenema neiche arvena. Va'oit shamal leYosef yeshev na abducha tachas anar. So with his wisdom he saved it, in that he became an Arif. It's not clear where is the chachma over here. Notice what exactly was the nekudas chachma. But then it says va'adam leizachar, no one remembered him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'll remember you, like it says with Yehuda shalach lefan of Krishna. So the Chazal are describing Yehuda versus Yosef as Yosef being the prominent and powerful king that came to battle, Yehuda as being the one that saved them with his chachma, with the Noche Erven and so on, and he was Ish Miskein v'chacham, and no one remembered him except HaKadosh Baruch Hu later when Yehuda shalach lefan of Geishna. So it's also very hard to understand what exactly are we pointing out. What's the tchuna of Yehuda here that's significant, and why is it making in other words, how's he getting the city in trouble? How's he saving it? The whole Indian over here is something that is very difficult to understand. So let's try to understand a little bit this Nakud over here of Yehuda versus Yosef and so on. Chazal say that it says Zochav and Nekeva Braham, that the tzura of Zochav and Nekeva is the tzura of an ish be'etzim of Adam. Adam is be'etzim Zochav and Nekeva, and that's the tzura kailalas of Adam. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu split it because he said L'tev Yisarim Levado. But let's try to understand what it means that Adam was Betsura Zochah Nekeva. I mean, what was the Tzura of Adam like that? What does it mean Adam has Zochah Nekeva himself? In the understanding that we normally have, a Zochah is a giver and a Keva is a taker, or so on, then, I mean, how does a person give to himself and take for himself? It doesn't make any sense in the picture that we envision of Adam being Zocha Nekeva. Is as if Zocha Nekeva are the two inyanim that interact, and that's what makes them Zocha Nekeva. We have a very hard time understanding one person being both a Zochah and a Keva. So we don't have any more Zochah and a Keva. If I pat myself on the back, that's not, there's no giver and there's no taker. It doesn't mean anything. There's a vart from, I think, say it over from the Rapshitzer, maybe Rav Tzadik said, I think it's Rapshitzer, they said over that he once said, I was standing in a long hallway, and on one side it said the Lashon of the Rambam that a person should always be medamet to himself that the world is machtz al machtza, and if he does one mitzvah he's machriya kol olam kulo l'toiva, if he does one aveira he's machriya l'ra. On the other wall it said me'anu mechayenu mechastenu mechzitkenu meyishenu, and then he heard a bang and everybody yelled mazel tov. And he spent the rest of his life trying to figure out the puzzle. That's Vertel of Vart Vertel. What it means is Tzuras Adam, in its relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has an inherent stira. On the one hand, the fact that Adam has an ol of Torah and mitzvahs, the fact that the person has a koyach bechira dictates that the person can do. If the person is the only one in the bria that has keys that open up doors, he's the person. If not for him, if Kaisel would not be mekabel Torah, the world would come to destruction. If Kaisel would not keep Torah, the world would fall apart. If a person does wrong, the whole world is nechra. A person be'etzim is the bal koyach and the bchira. He's the one that Akadosh Baruch, that the Malachim want to say shira, means that he has real power. The phrase Malachim wanted to say shira to him means as follows. Malachim are all powerful, but have no discretion really whatsoever. So Malachim don't recognize any force in the world as being stronger than itself in its area. The only thing it looks up to Elikus, the only thing it looks up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. Nothing else in the world can do anything. So just like if a person has, when you speak about an atom bomb, you're frightened not of the bomb, but of the person who's going to drop it. The power lies in the hands of the person that can push the button, not in the bomb itself per se. The power of doing lies not in the vehicle, but rather in the one that operates the vehicle. So Tzuras Adam is the operator of the vehicle. And if a person is kaifer in bechira, then he's, there's no makam of avaida. if a person doesn't believe in it, if a person doesn't really think emotionally that he can actually, that everything is up to him, then the person is also he's not a kofer in halachic sense, but he's not going to be able to do any mitzvahs. If the sense is that the mitzvahs are unimportant, that we can't do anything anyway, that either everything is predestined or I'm too small or I've got no abilities or it makes no difference, then basically there's absolutely no passion whatsoever in the mitzvahs. That is, so Tzuras Adam is that Hakav Deshayim Chutz Miyor Shemayim, that there's a chutz that has no shaykhes to Shemayim, and that belongs to Adam. That is one part of Tzuras Adam, and a very essential part of Tzuras Adam. On the other hand, if the person thinks that he can do, then the person is a kaifa, and the person is wrong. All of Tanakh is the confrontation between Sanherev, Rav Shoke, and the Yechizkiyahu's people, where he said, he got up and he said, you're not going to be saved, you're not going to be protected, I'm more powerful than your God, and so on and so forth, and then he just melted away. That night, the Chazal army died out. The kfira in a big way is where a person feels that he actually has discretionary power and he can do. So there's a second chelik of hakara, which is that a person has nothing of his own, that a person has no metzias, and that a person is not a bal koach. The tzura of zohar is the active element in the Bria and in the person, the part that's constantly being pushed to be Kovish. We dash that women are not Chayiv in Kriyas Amchias Amalek, in Leading Amalek, Pars Amalek, because they are not Bali Kibush. They're not, they don't have the sense of going out and doing. So the Tzura of Zohar has in itself the active element, the element that senses it is empowered. The Nekeva Tzura is the Tzura of Izbatlus, the sense of being a receiver, the sense of getting. Both of those elements are part of Tzuras Adam Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about in a zocher and a keva in a personal interaction. It's not shayach if a person has both zocher and a keva in it. Or at least I don't understand it. But when we say that the shleimus of tzuras adam klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zocher and a keva bra'am, that it was one person that got split apart, means that the sensation of being. The sensation of being at this one and the same time, the active doer who's totally empowered, and the one who's got nothing of his own and it's all milamala, go one in a person. Something which is very difficult for us to comprehend. But that is Tzuras Adam. So Adam is that the Malachim came and told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand they said Shira, on the other hand they said Ma'enesh Kisis Kirena. Adam carries both elements in him. He can be machriya the kol olam kuloi lekaf schus or lekaf choiv, and he is me'anu mechayenu mechastenu matzekenu meishenu. Both of them are one person. Something which is almost as difficult for us to understand as zocher v'shamer v'dibur echad nemru. Once the bria split apart. And especially like we spoke about the Shvatim were all good, but each element was a different element, each one was a different Anhaga. Amongst the different Anhagas stand out two pinnacles, each pinnacle being the opposite climax, the opposite peak of that Anhaga. Rachel was the one that Yaakov wanted. She was the one who deserved, quote unquote, who was the one that had the attributes that Yaakov wanted. She's the wife by merit. Leah is the wife because it happened to be that way, through no, again, quote unquote, schus of her own. In the Seder Dvarim, it wasn't because of what she was; it was because of the fact that Rachel gave her everything. That is who Leah was. Leah had a child called Yehuda, where she said, "Apam oida Hashem." So Rashi says, "Because I took more than I deserved." In other words, Yehuda is the sheirish of all those of the Hargasha that you are more than you deserve. Your very being is something which is kol kuloi and given. You don't have anything you deserve of your own. Rachel was the one that was chosen because of what she was. Rachel was the one that, when she had Yosef, Yosef is called Yosef Li Hashem Ben Acher. In other words, not only is Yosef not more than she deserved, he should be getting her everything she does deserve. And Latoiva, and it's not Hashem saying any sad. This is saying because this is what he's supposed to do. I'm supposed to be Maimit Shvatim. It's my job to be Maimit Shvatim. I deserve to be Maimit Shvatim. I push to be Maimit Shvatim, and I should push weiter. You know, I did, and I should be zeichet to do weiter. So in the very birth, in the very sheirish, Yosef and Yehuda are two opposite shrushim. In the very later, one is the kulo who is batless of the self. One is the kulo. One is the prominence of the self. As time went on, we've pointed out a lot of times, but this time I want to understand it with a different kinetch. I want to understand it with a different havana. We spoke a lot of times about the contrast between Yosef and Yehuda. That Yosef is Tzadik Gomer, Yosef is called Tzadik, Yehuda is the Baal Tshuva. Difference between, so we usually speak about the Mahalach of perfection, and the Torah puts the two stories down side to side to tell you something. It tells me the story of Yosef, which is he was not nichshol with Eishes Potiphera. He did not sin with her, and Yehuda did. The Torah puts the two ma'asim next to each other to show us something. And yet, the Melech HaMashiach comes from that zivug of Yehuda. And the Gemara says Yehuda is milashon hoyde v'loy boish. David HaMelech, who comes from Yehuda, is Lahiris Tshuva. Yehuda, I don't want to be Meir, we've spoken about it a lot of times. Yehuda is the one who is the quintessential Baal Tshuva. He's Meir Tshuva. Yosef is Bchinas Tzadik and Ibn Isoyen. There's a deeper Knech, though, and that's the point I want to give over. What does the Mahalach of Tzadik Gomer do to a person? What does the Mahalach of Tshuva do to a person? What does in the two Maisim, in the two Mahalchim, a person is developed through the Maisim he does. When a person is Omed B'Nisoyen, he realizes how big a person is. If a person is Omid Ben Esayin, he says, I didn't think I could do it, I could do it. Atu yadati kirel kimata. So the Ramban sort of says, Avram realized who he was. Avram didn't know. Lo yadati nafshi, I myself didn't know what I have in me. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person Esayin that he's Omid in, then the person realizes his self. When a person is nichshol naveiros, then a person, the one thing a person carries away from it is how small a person is. A person is humbled by the experiences of failure, and a person realizes, you know, there's just limitations to what a person can do. I was speaking to somebody recently who went through a very traumatic experience about having to take care of his father, and did a lot for him, but it had a lot of guilt feelings. Maybe didn't do all he could have done, should have done, things which is unfortunately pretty much 100% across the board. There gets times in life when it's just very difficult, and the person realizes he owes a lot more than he's giving. And we spoke about it, and one thing we expressed a sentiment was that a person just learns how small he is, how frail a person is, and you know, it's not an excuse to go ahead and to fail chatchila, but life has its failures, and a person learns from it. The other half of it, the me'anu mechayenu mechastenu, and that is as important as the other half. In the names, and again, these are things that were a little bit. These are the chelik ha'Torah that's remezdik, but it's strikingly so. Yehuda's name is like Shem Havaya, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, with an addition of a dalet. The dalet is the Gemara says in Shabbos, you know, that the Tinokos came to Beis Medrash and they dashed and something, and Moshe Yeshua they didn't dash, and Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, Gimel Dalet is Gemoyel Dalim. So it says the Gimel's foot is forward because he's giving to the Dalet. The Dalet is back is turned to him because he's embarrassed to take from the Gimel. The Dal, who doesn't have anything of his own, is embarrassed to take from the Gimel. It makes him feel empty because he has nothing. So Dalet is the ois of Dalus and of not having and being a recipient. Yehuda's name is the recipient of Havaya. You know, it's his whole Metzias is Dal, taking everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard from some, I think it's the Gdolim Kubalim, said, I've seen Goig and David. David HaMelech is Dalet Vav Dalet. He's Kuloi Dalus. From the beginning and the end of it is all humility, and Goyig is all haughtiness. That's the Mohammed's Goyig and the Melech HaMashiach with David. But at any rate, Yehuda's name is the Dalet. It's Havaya, it's Kulei Havaya, nothing of his own, except for the Dalet, which is the poor man who receives everything. Yosef, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Yud and the Vav are the Mashpiyim, are connected the Chilek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Mashpiyah, the Hay is connected to Mekabel. Not our Indian, how or what, but that's what it is. The Yosef has the Yud and the Vav, does not have the Hay. In other words, Yosef is the Mashpiyah Be'etzim, he's the one that's the Mashpil Chol Eretz Mitzrayim, he's called Kuloi, the active Mashpiyah element. That is Yosef's positive Tuna. So we have two Shurashim in Klai Yisrael. We have the Sheirish of Isbatlus, the Sheirish of understanding that Adam is nothing, and we have the Sheirish of understanding that the whole world stands on Adam, and Zacha, he's Machriya Kolom Kulo Kaf Schus, Loi Zacha is Machriya Kolom Chayva. Both of those elements had their kings, Yosef and Yehuda. That's the Pshat and Chazal over here, how they describe the two to us. The Chayrish, Harisha and Ktsira are two different opposite parts of the growing process. Harisha is the breaking, as long as the earth is clotted together, as long as it has a Metzias, as long as it has its own thing, it's not going to receive the seed, it's not going to be porous for the water, it's not going to allow for something else to grow. Plowing destroys the field, the weeds, the grasses, everything. Plowing is reducing toshev enesh adaka dikduka shal nefesh, crushing the earth down to its finest form is harisha. That's the Yehuda. Yosef is the one that reaps the crop. He's the star who takes everything. and therefore the Yosef and Yehuda have to meet together. At the point that they meet together is when, like it says at the end of the pasuk, the mountains begin to drip with wine, with nectar, and so on. But it's a meeting of the two in that way. Yehuda's midas arvus. In Mishle, the description of arvus is very apt. It's don't ever get into arvus because it's all loss. Listen, when you buy, you lose money and you gain property. You know, when you mekadesh isha, you give, you take. All transactions have upsides and downsides, so it's a deal. Arvus is kulo of downsides, and that's the reason why a person should not become an arif. Arvus is kulo is batlus. The Gemara says that the arif becomes mishubed without getting anything for it. That's what it says in Mishle, and therefore the only can be mishtachve. The only thing you can do is beg for reprieve or something. But Yehuda is the arif. Adarava, that is zuti losa. That's his godless, is that he undertakes things and there's nothing in it for himself. Not there's no reward for it. It doesn't even list in his name. When a person borrowed from somebody else money, so the deal was, I'm the lover, he's the malva. I'm the malva, he's the lover. The arev is like a catalyst. He was there b'shas halva, and now he's gone. He's not part of the process really. And it's the complete self-effacement in the deal is the arevs. So correct, Yehuda gained nothing out of this whole arvus over here. There's no, I mean, Binyamin was one favorite, Yosef was powerful, Yehuda was just the arv, and his mida is a mida that is kol kulo yachrayus and nothing in it for himself. That is his mida. That's the pshat in Koheles, in the Chazal over there. About the there was a city that was endangered, and a chacham and miskein came along and he saved it with his chachma, and no one remembered him. The mida over there is that his chachma was possible to save the city because he was completely self-effacing. Sometimes the only person that can save a situation is somebody who's totally behind the scenes, somebody who doesn't have any tzeil of his own metzias. In a sense, that was the hashlama, that was kilu the tikkun of the Maisa of the Mechiras Yosef. The only way they could have sold Yosef Bedin is if they had a Negia in it. And that was his Taina. His Taina wasn't, obviously if they felt that he was wrong, then they were done him, they were shafed him. He felt that it was the Ksenes Pasim. And whatever they were doing had negia of kina in it. When Yehuda said a neichi arif, the pshat was that I undertook something that has nothing for me over here. I wasn't the one that was negia to, and so on. The tikkun of the chait lie in a type of matziv where it's not shayach that a person has any type of self interest at all. Arev is somebody that's mufka totally from that. And he said, Anoche Veni said, Rashi says that he was Arev him. He was Arev the Olamos. Olam Hazen, Olam Haba, and it says that's why he's at Tzomos as Galgal. In other words, not even Olam Haba was left over for Yehuda. That's why it says he sent Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Goishna, So Chazal say, you didn't remember him, but I remembered him. And it was in the Pasuk. They said, nobody in the city remembered him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered him. And the chelek, you know, Yehuda Shalach in front of Goshna meant he can come first, because the first always has to be butler what's afterwards. Let's give a marshal. The thing that you're sending first is going to be the kli kibul for everything else. When you lay out a floor, you want it to be as straight and as even as possible, so that you can put everything on top of it. The chair and the table, you can't put everything on top of it. It has its tzur already, it has a certain thing. The floor is kol kuli de mekabel. The first, the rishon, the makom, is always that which can contain everything else in it. If you were to send somebody first, Lamashal, let's say you want to make an environment that can accommodate everybody else. So anytime you send a person who has a particular agenda, a particular metzias, then it takes on that flavor. I need to send somebody there to set up who has no agenda of his own, who's kolkuli butl to everything else, he can create an environment for everyone else. So the Yehuda Shalchan of Krishna is a result, it's a reward of this midah, that the one who's first, the one that can set up the makom in a ruchnistic way for everybody else, is someone that has no metzias of his own, and is kolkuli accommodating to everybody else. Because if you were to send any particular nekuda, that would become already a thing. The inyan we spoke about on our metzias, on the metzias negetos, is probably the most powerful predicament that a person faces in avoda. You have the two most powerful poles in a person's personality is the sense of ego and the sense of helplessness. There are few things more powerful, no things more powerful than ego, and there are no things more powerful than depression. And again, we're not talking about pathological extremes where it's pashut a machlo or something caused it, but even in a normal healthy person, what makes a person do is because he feels empowered. I can learn, I can know, I can teach, I can help, I can do. Those are the feelings that make a person empowered. If I tell a person, if you give somebody a job and the person realizes that it's not going anywhere. Now somebody does me a favor, gives me a job for a lot of money, wants to help me, and I chap that the job is meaningless. All the reports I write go straight into the shredder. I'm not going to be able to write another report. It's just, what's the point of it? So there's a vayigba libo bedarkei Hashem, that a person needs to feel the world is totally in me. I can work hard and accomplish something. And that's yigias kapecha kisoicha ashrecha v'toivlach. Yigia kapayim is the positive element of sense of accomplishment, and the yirei shamayim is the sense of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's greater in a certain sense. In that aspect, yigia kapayim is greater. There's an ashrecha b'toiv lach. On the other hand, a person who lives with that sense is locked HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, it's like it says when Klal Yisrael thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach, or Bar Kasiva, Bar Kochva, so it says that he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't help us, just don't hurt us. Stay away, I'll do it. And that's when they realized that he's not Mashiach. Mashiach is Ben David, who said about himself, "Anochi tolas velo ish." All of Tehillim is a genuine sense of humility of what he's not. David is the quintessential Baal Tshuva. His name is Dal Vidal. His name is Dalus. His whole metzias, his beginning and his end, is when he was chosen to be king, it was against everybody's better judgment except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody thought he was anything, and his whole metzius was the one striking nekuda about his whole. If you look through his all everything he said and everything that was kol kula humility. So a person is stuck between those two inyanim. And the answer is, Tzuras Adam includes both. It's hard for us to grasp it, but it does include both. More than that, a person, when he looks over his own cheshbon and nefesh, a person has to understand that after everything is done, Hashkacha has led him in a certain direction. Hashkacha leads a person. And yes, as long as something is in front of us, there's Bechira, and we don't think of Hashgacha, we think of what we have to do and supposed to do and can do. Once we look past that life, we have to gain a sense of, we have to look back and say to ourselves, where have we been led to? And on that, a person's successes are easy to understand. I learned well this man, then it's great. So I know where that led me. I davened well, I controlled myself, I disciplined, I did good things. Those are easier hashgachas to understand. But a person looks at his failures and he should understand that they help develop his chelek of Yehuda. The chelek of understanding that you're not so big after all. It doesn't take all that much to derail you. It's not just a lesson. It's the bedrock. It's the Yehuda Sof Mashiach. It's the bedrock for declaring what you did do. When a person does a mitzvah, his reaction is not, you know, I've done a mitzvah. How's that? His reaction is, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha. You gave me this great gift of being able to work and accomplish and earn. It's a gift. The very fact that I have the bechira and ability to do itself is a gift. The bedrock, Yehuda Shalach Lefana of Goishna, is the bedrock for Avodah, is the tchuna of being kafaf and anaf. On that bedrock you can build harem and gvos. And that's the psura of the Gula Hasidah, is a day will come when the Chayrish will meet up with the Kaitzer. When the person reaping his fruit and being justifiably proud of his fruit of his labor. That's the purpose of us being here. It's not to eat lechem nahamir kisufa, lechem of free bread. The goal is that we earn our own way, we can be proud of it, should meet up together with the personality of the Chayrish, of the person who realizes you cannot, as long as the earth has any sense of self, as long as it's dovuk together into bigger pieces, until it's not broken into nothingness, it doesn't grow anything. When the two meet, that's the simon of the gula. That's when you have the bracha of a harem not for asis. The being able to meld these two personalities together, so that the person is never turned off by failure, and the person is never blown up by success. When those two merge together, that's the Yehuda and the Yosef in the person come together. That's the Zachar and the Keva becoming Tzuras Adam, and that is from the Simani Gula.